What you are about to watch is an experiment going on in a basement laboratory at the University of California at Riverside. Like most animal experiments, this one continues behind locked doors and is never supposed to be seen. This is the story of Britches. Hopelessly seeking comfort from a laboratory contraption, this baby monkey is the victim of a fatal experiment described by scientists as utterly useless. Britches is blind now, but he wasn't born that way. The night he was born, he was torn away from his natural mother, never to see her again. His delicate eyes were sewn shut by experimenters whose expenses are all paid for by you, the taxpayer. Crudely blinded, a sonar device strapped to his skull, Britches was locked away in a barren steel cage, destined to spend his whole life alone. After months of isolation, experimenters would kill him. Instead of working with the blind in a harmless environment, experimenters chose to create blindness in animals. The reason? Experimenters were inconvenienced by the normal household routine of blind children. Unlike normal blind babies, Britches was deprived of everything, including his mother's love. Abandoned and miserable, he could never have developed as a normal blind child would. Diane is a member of the Animal Liberation Front, an underground organization whose members directly intervene to save animals from certain death at the risk of losing their own freedom. She explains what happened when she heard about Britches.
Britches' condition was described to us by inside contacts. They told us he was growing weak and that one infant monkey was left out in the cold to die. Another was torn apart and killed. After we heard that, we knew we had to do something.
Early in the morning of April 20th, 1985, 16 members of the Animal Liberation Front deactivated the security system at the University of California at Riverside and removed the interior doors. They rescued hundreds of animals, including house cats, rabbits, pigeons, mice, and possums. The Animal Liberation Front rescued cats whose eyes had been sewn shut, rabbits and pigeons who had been starved. They found dozens of live mice sealed inside a refrigerator, and they found wild possums subjected to barbaric eye mutilations before they were old enough to leave the security of their mother's pouch. The Animal Liberation Front also rescued Britches.
The place was like a concentration camp, cold and sterile. We found Britches alone in a cage with a sonar device on his head. It gave out a constant screeching sound that had made him neurotic. He clung tightly to our fingers as we lifted him gently to freedom. We wish we didn't have to break into the labs, but something has to be done to save the animals from the pain. There are no laws in this country to protect animals in laboratories, not even laws that require painkillers. We couldn't just sit by while we knew Britches and other animals were being cut up and tormented every single day by people who just don't care. We really had to get them out. Even if we can rescue only a few, at least we've stopped their suffering. Every individual animal needs to be given a chance to enjoy his life. Maybe one day, they will all be free.
This veterinary eye specialist, an ophthalmologist at the University of California at Davis, believes the experiment on Britches was conducted improperly and that experimenters were in flagrant violation of federal law.
From the pictures I see, it looks like they used, first of all, too large a suture material. Second, they did what's called a full-thickness suturing, which is inappropriate. That's the wrong way to suture the eyelids closed. Here you can see as the bandage comes off in the back of the head, it's filthy, and you can see numerous sores on the back of this animal's head. And now you can see that this cotton pad is extremely filthy.
This veterinary expert's conclusion, quote, there can be no possible justification for this sloppy, painful experiment. Forcing highly intelligent animals to live under severely deprived conditions causes them to go insane. After 5 weeks of such extreme deprivation, Britches displayed frequent neurotic behaviors. He suffered total body muscle spasms, desperately clutched at his body, and shrieked erratically. deprived of his sight, his mother's love and warmth, and all physical contact with others, this infant had been forced to endure a level of psychological suffering we would never inflict on our worst enemies in times of war. These enormous sutures pierced through Britch's tiny eyelids and constantly rubbed on the delicate surface of his eyes. This procedure has been compared to having strings sewn through the human eyelid. Blind people like Mr. Grant Mack, president of the American Council of the Blind, are voicing their objections to experiments like this one.
Become aware of this experiment going on at the University of California at Riverside, and have been a little shocked to learn about it. This seems to be one of the most repugnant and ill-conceived boondoggles that I've heard about for a long time. Spending $275,000 to artificially blind monkeys and study those animals in a very inhumane way in hopes that they will learn something that will help human beings is reaching quite far. I would think that their purposes would be served a good deal better if they would use the same amount of research to find out about blindness from blind people, from blind parents, from blind students, people who can articulate how they really feel and how they react and how they feel about others.
In the protective care of his rescuers, Rich's sutures were removed by doctors of veterinary medicine. His sight restored, Rich's looks up at the world for the very first time. The little monkey was bathed daily and cared for around the clock as he was nursed back to health. He was given love, human companionship, and plenty of time to rest and recuperate in the hope that he could forget the bitter ordeal he had endured at the hand of experimenters. In just a few weeks, Rich's had literally been reborn. He had grown healthier, inquisitive, and even playful. He was beginning to look and behave like a normal infant primate. His neurotic episodes had diminished, and the nightmare at Riverside was fading. Touching part of Rich's gradual rehabilitation came when his loving human companions said their goodbyes. Rich's stepped from their arms into a new and exciting environment to be adopted at last by a real mother. Was lucky. For other animals at Riverside, and for the millions of animals all over the United States who are forced to suffer and die in laboratories every day, the nightmare continues. These animals endure extreme deprivation, only to be ground up as research tools by federal grant recipients. In this country, it's a felony to rescue just one animal from a laboratory. Yet nothing experimenters do, no matter how violent, grotesque, or obscene, is against the law. Experimenters can and do cripple, drown, electrocute, blind, blowtorch, and suffocate live animals. If you don't want your taxes spent in this way, there is something you can do. Please, write or call People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals for a free information kit on how you can help stop the suffering. The clock is ticking for animals like Britches. Please, they need your help today. Only public outcry can end their horrors.